It's really hopeful to see AI stepping in to support forensic anthropology, helping investigators identify fragmented, degraded, or incomplete human remains more quickly.
The important thing to understand is that AI is not replacing forensic anthropologists. It's augmenting their work by handling repetitive, data-heavy, and computationally intensive tasks.
That support matters so much in criminal investigations, disaster response, and missing persons cases, where the remains may be partial and the records may be limited or inconsistent.
Exactly. Unidentified remains are often very difficult to match because they may be incomplete and altered by environmental factors such as water, soil, fire, animals, and decomposition.
And investigators may also have only limited information about the missing person, like an old photograph, dental records, or a vague description from family members.
In mass fatality events, the number of unidentified remains can far exceed the number of available records, which makes manual comparison slow and labor-intensive.
Traditional forensic anthropology depends on skilled measurement, visual assessment, and expert experience. But those methods can become a bottleneck when there are thousands of records or hundreds of fragments to compare.
That's where AI changes the workflow. It enables faster analysis of skeletal data, images, and records.
Machine learning models can examine bone photographs or 3D scans, detect diagnostic features, and generate probabilistic estimates for age, sex, stature, and other biological traits.
Computer vision can also help identify patterns that may be hard to see visually, while algorithms can compare measurements against large reference data sets.
AI can even assist with facial reconstruction from cranial data, though that area still needs careful human interpretation.
One of the most promising uses is matching incomplete remains to missing persons.
Instead of giving a single definitive answer, AI systems can produce ranked lists of possible matches based on the available evidence.
For example, a partial skeleton may be compared with measurements, dental features, and historical records, and the system may identify a small group of missing persons whose profiles are most consistent with the evidence.
That turns identification from a purely manual search into a structured, data-driven process, allowing investigators to focus first on the most likely candidates while experts validate the results.
Key applications include 3D craniofacial reconstruction, biological profile estimation, fragment matching, dental and medical record comparison, and database integration.
In practice, AI can help estimate facial anatomy when soft tissue is absent, estimate age, sex, and stature from skeletal measurements, determine whether broken bone fragments belong to the same individual, compare dental or radiographic data with missing person records, and cross-reference evidence across multiple databases.
The main benefits are speed, consistency, and scalability.
AI can process and compare large amounts of data much faster than manual review, which is especially critical in disaster response and mass fatality incidents.
It can also reduce the impact of fatigue and subjective variation in repetitive tasks.
As forensic databases grow, AI makes it practical to search through larger datasets without sacrificing accuracy.
However, AI in forensic anthropology has important limitations.
Yes, and the results depend heavily on the quality of the data.
If reference datasets are incomplete, biased, or poorly documented, the outputs may be misleading.
Skeletal remains are also affected by environment, pathology, trauma, and preservation, all of which can complicate analysis.
That's why AI should be treated as a decision support tool, not as an autonomous authority.
Ethical concerns are central here.
Forensic identification involves sensitive personal, biological, and medical information. So privacy, consent, data ownership, and algorithmic bias must be carefully addressed.
Human experts must remain central to the process, especially when findings may affect legal outcomes or family narratives.
the future of AI in missing persons investigation is likely to involve more integrated and interpretable systems.
Future tools may combine skeletal images, dental records, genetic data, and historical photographs, while providing clearer explanations for suggested matches.
The most effective workflows will be hybrid. Machines handle the computational workload, while forensic professionals provide judgment, context, validation, and ethical oversight.
Overall, AI-augmented forensic anthropology can reduce the time needed to identify missing persons and bring answers to families.
Its value lies in making the work more precise, scalable, and efficient, provided it is used responsibly with transparency, human oversight, and strong ethical standards.